This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by special guests today, joined by the umpires who actually won't be in the Midwest League for very much longer, Sam Vogt and Tim Ramada. This is their last game in the MWL, and then they're getting promoted up to the California League. Sam, first thing with you, how did you get to this point?
Well, I went to umpire school almost immediately upon graduation from college. I graduated college December 2010 and went to umpire school January 2011, and that's how it all started. Once I graduated with honors from umpire school, I got a job in minor league baseball, and it's history from there.
Why'd you decide to go into umpiring?
I did it on the side in college for extra money, and some local guys that worked that had some experience in professional baseball told me I'd be a good candidate. I looked into it, read a couple books on it, researched it, and it was something that I thought I might want to pursue and do it while I'm young, before I have any real responsibility. I have my degree in education, so I always have that to fall back on. But
what's your experience in baseball?
Professionally?
In general, just playing.
I played up until my senior year of high school, and then I played football in college, but baseball, just high school level.
Tim, what brought you to this point?
Well, a very similar story to Sam. I graduated in December 2010 from college. I played baseball throughout college as a catcher. Started doing it as just a side job when I didn't play baseball in the summer. Mm-hmm. Started to really enjoy it. Started to get with good connections and do some higher level games. Then started researching umpire school because a lot of friends said, hey, you'd be good at it. They're looking for young athletic guys. You have a history with baseball. So started researching it. Decided to go in January. We went to the same school, actually. Was an honor graduate and got a job out of PBUC, so that's how I decided to keep doing this.
Tim, where are you from?
From Cleveland, Ohio.
And Sam?
Pittsburgh.
What's umpiring school like, Tim?
It's not what you would expect. A lot of people, when they say umpire school, you say professional umpire school, they're like, oh, what does that entail? Well, it's 5 weeks long, 6 days a week, 8 to 5:30. You're about 4 hours in the classroom, you break an hour for lunch, and then you're 4 hours back on the field doing drills, every type of situation, stuff in the cage. So it's very mentally and physically, exhausting. Yes, is a good word. Not what you would think of just a regular umpire school. I mean, because I played a college sport, he played a college sport, but it's still definitely something it's different.
Sam, was there something about umpiring that came easily to you and something that didn't come so easy?
The physical aspect came easy to me. Everything else was hard. Comparing it to, I guess athletics always came natural to me because I started at a very young age. Mm-hmm. But I didn't start umpiring until I was, 19, maybe 20. I think 20, yeah. And it was foreign to me, everything from calling pitches to where to stand. So it was very different from learning a sport or playing a sport.
How do you come up with, for a casual fan, it's the strike call and the strike three call. How do you come up with what signals you're going to make, how you're going to make that call?
I guess you watch other umpires, you see what you like, and you try something out, and if it feels natural, you do it. So,
was there an umpire that inspired you?
No, there wasn't. But when I started umpiring, I didn't know anything about umpires, who they were. But after you've been in the game for a couple of years, you start to, when you watch a baseball game, you notice the umpires. And for me, I tend to not even watch the players or anything anymore. It's just what umpires are doing what.
Tim, is there an aspect of umpiring that came easily to you and one that didn't come so easy?
I would say I caught my entire life since I've been 7 years old. So just being behind the plate, I don't want to say calling balls and strikes because it's completely different. Mm-hmm. But at least being back there and kind of like expecting every pitch is coming in, you got to make a decision. Just that thinking aspect of it. And since I played my entire life, it just the knowledge of the baseball game, the feel for it, like what could possibly happen next, the anticipation of the game, the feeling of the game, that always came natural to me. But like Sam said, as far as positioning, movement with a purpose, that was all kind of new to me.
In terms of positioning, at the major league level, there are four umpires. At the upper levels, there might be three. But here you guys, it's a two-man umpiring crew. What does that mean for positioning?
That means that you're not going to see every play the way you would want to see it. That means that there's two of us to cover that entire field, and we have to get in the best possible angle more than anything else as far as being close to a play as possible. And sometimes that doesn't even happen just based on how the play ends up. So the angle to where you see a play might not be the best, but you still got to make a call and you got to be confident about it.
Is there a call perhaps that was really difficult that you've made that you were proud of yourself in terms of getting into the right position?
This year or in my professional career?
This year.
There might have been a couple, but none that come to mind right away. There's been a couple that I've regretted, I can tell you that much.
Well, I guess with the players, they're trying to grow over the course of the year, and you guys are getting better. What have you been working on this season?
You always, and like we spoke with before the interview, you always like to go to the stadiums that have MILB TV or some type of replay system, because you like to watch more so the calls that you think are questionable that you made, and you like to self-reflect and self-evaluate, because we don't really have anyone there. I mean, that's what this is about. I mean, you're on the road for 152 days. You have to do a lot of self-evaluation. We don't have – our bosses see us, what, four evaluations over the course of a total of eight times. So, I mean, we have to help each other, critique each other, be honest with ourselves. If we miss something, see why we missed it, and try and make the changes next time.
Well, that brings up that evaluation. The players can get promoted because you can see their stats really easily. How does an umpire get promoted like you guys?
Well, throughout the year, we get seen by evaluators. And then there's about two times in the first half of the season. So we'll have one evaluation from the plate, one evaluation on the bases from one certain evaluator, and then someone else will come later in the season. So we get like mid-season rankings. So our mid-season rankings for Sam and I, we actually did pretty well. So that's why we're moving up to the California League. But that's how it is. And it's a lot of little things and stuff that you need to really know about umpiring to really really understand and talk about and stuff like that.
Tim, we get to see you guys out there on the fields, but umpiring takes into account much more than that. Right now you're rubbing up the baseballs. What is the routine like for a game day?
Routine like for a game day, we usually get here about anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half before the game. Rub the baseballs up, maybe have some nice light chatter, talk about maybe the game, the other games that we've had, situations, bring up some funny stories. We like to laugh a lot, so we have a lot of different little mannerisms that we've picked up on the road for the last 5 months. So between that, we always like to stretch nice and good because it gets tiring out there, so you gotta always make sure you're nice and loose.
Sam, we hear that for the players, it gets tougher and tougher as they move up and up. You know, single A is going to be harder than short season. Double A presents a new challenge. For umpires, how do things change as you go up from league to league?
Everything gets better. The players get better. They're faster. They're bigger, stronger. The amenities get better, as you could probably say. Stadiums get bigger for more fans, more pressure. The evaluations get tougher. You know, your evaluation in rookie league is going to be different from your evaluation in high A or double A, or especially triple A. So there's a lot more pressure.
Speaking with Sam Vogt and Tim Ramada, two Midwest League umpires who are about to be promoted to the California League, being an umpire, there is that negative attention. You guys are not going to get cheered by the fans. And so, in essence, you're accepting a pretty tough life. Why?
I've always been around the game of baseball, and to tell you the truth, I never really had a problem with someone yelling and screaming at me for the most part. So the fans at this point, it becomes comical at times. I mean, you just kind of just have to laugh about it because they're not on the field. They really don't know what's going on. I mean, they're there cheering for their team. So of course, you make a close call. It might be the right call, but they might boo you. That's part of the game of baseball. And I enjoy that. So
Sam, how does this strike you?
Can you repeat the question?
So the umpires, if you guys get any attention at all, it's negative attention. We hear a lot that the best umpire is the umpire you never hear from. This is a tough life that you've gotten yourself into.
Yes, you prefaced it by saying why. Mm-hmm. if I didn't think that this was benefiting me, I wouldn't be doing it. It's a long shot to make it to the big leagues, but going out there every night, facing the pressure, handling the different situations, handling weather situations, diffusing controversial calls, I think it helps me grow as a person and learn how to deal with different things. And I think that's going to translate over if I choose a different employment field. And that's why I do this. I mean, you know, it's, I like to travel, I like seeing different places, but that's the main reason why I'm in it.
How are you better now, Sam, than when you were in umpiring school?
On the field or just what I was just...
In general.
In general, more mature. I've grown a lot the last 3.5 years. When I went into umpire school, I just graduated college. I felt I was a pretty mature student when I was in college. But now, after seeing different places, being away from home for 6-7 months at a time, living on your own, I'm more responsible. On the field, I've grown tremendously. I was, to say the least, a very poor umpire when I first started. That's what instructional league's for, though, correct?
Yeah.
Tim, how about you? How have you grown since umpiring school?
I would say the biggest thing is patience. Patience in all aspects, whether that be on the field, off the field, patience with your partner, even if you don't get along with them. I've been lucky enough. I've had a great partner, great friend. Patience with your family back home, your relationships back home, your friends, your girlfriend, significant other. But that's the biggest thing, because it's tough. There's a lot of – it's more mental than I'd say than anything else, because there's a lot of things that you go through when you're on the road. You can't be home for certain things. There's a lot of things that go into it. So just to being patient and have to hear everybody out, because whether that's on the field or off the field, because that's going to help you be more mature, like Sam said.
It really – and also the travel really makes you appreciate home and – the people. Living at home and I miss the city of Pittsburgh, but I really miss the people that are there. That's the biggest part for me. You know, when I was, you kind of take things for granted until you actually have to leave it. So
season's about winding down. Sam, how are you spending this winter?
Well, I'm a substitute teacher. I have a degree in education, so I kind of live a dual life. I teach in the off season.
What do you teach?
I'm a substitute, so...
Any ages?
Yeah, K-12, whatever's open that day. Sometimes I get a good gig at a building, so I'm a building sub, and I'll be at that school all off-season. Hopefully, that's what I'm looking for again this upcoming off-season.
First, when I go home, I'm going to relax for a couple weeks. Then I work with my dad at a high school that I went to, a local high school. I work with him taking care of all the different fields, athletic events. So I stay around sports for the most part, but... And I basketball officiate as well, and there's basketball all the time, so I'm always on the go like that. Once we hit about the end of October, I'm really busy with that. And I still actually help instruct for baseball. So it's been nice that, because I played in high school and college, that some indoor facilities still let me come and do some lessons and stuff to some little kids and stuff like that. And then they think it's cool that I'm still technically in professional baseball, just not as a player, but still in that aspect. So they really enjoy that and hearing from me about that.
And lastly, Tim, the craziest thing you've ever seen happen on a baseball field?
The craziest thing? I'm going to deflect to Sam on the first one. I have to think about that for a second.
Mine is, yeah, I have a crazy thing that happened to me last year in Williamsport. It was a tight ball game, and it was towards the end of the year, and Batavia was fighting for a playoff spot, and I think they were down a run, or it was tied, and it was the eighth inning, and there was a tag up, play at the plate, runner ended up being safe, and Batavia was in the field, and they appealed third that he left early. I ruled that he didn't. An argument ensued with the manager. I ended up ejecting him, and it was pretty – I mean, it was routine, so nothing crazy yet, but – there ended up being a security guard from the stadium actually coming onto the field and trying to escort the manager off the field, and that didn't go over too well, and things got pretty heated between the manager and the security guard, and it was a long report that I had to write that night.
I can imagine. Tim, anything come to mind?
Anything? I'm trying to think. I haven't had something as crazy as what happened to Sam over there, but I would say just the most unusual thing was it was actually in the New York Penn League last year. I cannot remember what city, but I know that the sprinklers just started to come on, the infield and the outfield. They started just coming on mid there was a double that was hit, and it was in the left center, and I remember running out towards like the shortstop area, and then all of a sudden these sprinklers come on. So everybody's looking around, and I'm just like, and I'm telling people, keep playing. So they throw the ball in finally, and everybody's kind of laughing. And then, we just kind of called time and walked away for a little bit. And luckily, they were just on for about 45 seconds, and then they turned off. But that, I would say, that's the most unusual thing that could come to my mind right now.
Thank you very much, Tim Ramada and Sam Vogt, umpires, Midwest League for one more day, and then on up they go through the minor leagues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.